102.9 KPLX, the soul of the Bay, has been the heart and soul in the Bay Area for over 30 years. This is Listen Up Bay Area with your host, Armon.
Good morning and welcome to Listen Up Bay Area. I'm your host, Armon, and for the next 15 minutes, I'll be talking with Ashby Kogan, our canine trainer, and Jacqueline Stewart, development assistant of Pets in Need. How are you doing, ladies?
Doing great, thank you.
So let's get this going. Now, you have a very interesting organization. Tell me a little bit about PIN.
Well, Pets in Need is a small dog and cat animal shelter in Redwood City. How long have we been in operation? Quite a long time, right, Jacqueline?
Yeah, over 50 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we're a small no-kill animal shelter in Redwood City, and our mission is to help end pet homelessness in our community and to spread the no-kill movement to other places as well.
All right. So what distinguishes PIN from other animal welfare organizations?
Well, we like to think there are a lot of things, but specifically, we offer excellent health care to our animals. Mm-hmm. Our hospital is AHA accredited, which is a very special designation that we've received. We sort of have this philosophy that if an animal is a, you know, has a great little soul and is a happy little animal, we'd like to find them a home, even if it's going to take a little extra work on our part.
Okay. Now, what was the credential that you...
Oh, AAHA, AHA, the AHA. American Animal Hospital Association.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. And Jacqueline, tell mm-hmm. us a little bit more about your position.
Yeah, so I'm the development assistant. My main function is to really help with fundraising and marketing. So I really help cultivate donor relationships and really get our name out in the community, spread awareness about what we do, and help with all of our social media marketing platforms and any of our donor drives that we do.
As a trainer, Ashby, tell me some of the challenges that you have being a dog trainer.
Challenges? Well, the shelter environment specifically is a challenging place to work with animals.
Right. That's where I was going with it. Because you're getting dogs from the shelter, you know, that have been unfortunately either previously abused, abandoned, you know, might have some type of, you know, disease because their coats weren't taken care of or things like that. So how do you overcome things like that as a trainer?
Well, you know, the biggest challenge is actually just meeting their needs, mm-hmm. frankly. So we have our medical team does a really bang up job with them on that front. And then behaviorally, though, we have to work really hard to help keep them healthy in the shelter.
Right.
So we offer things like enrichment programs for them. So we have like doggy play groups where mm-hmm. the dogs can get out and play with each other and play with humans and, you know, run around and be
right.
free for a little while. And we do have some targeted obedience training as well that we offer to a small subset of our dogs.
Okay. All right. So your mission statement, I'm looking at it here. It says to advance the no-kill movement, reduce pet homelessness, and find every dog and cat a loving home. So you have a goal. What is the goal for 2018 as far as animals that you adopt?
Well, so our goal for animals adopted out for our fiscal year is 840 this
mm-hmm.
year.
Mm-hmm.
I believe right now we're close to 700.
Wow.
I think we're going to be on target to meet that goal. Obviously, if we could do more, that'd be great.
Right.
Yeah.
And how do you support your operations?
So we are completely private funded. So that's all from donors. We get some sort of grant funding if we apply for grants, but we don't get any funding from the government. So
wow.
it's all privately funded.
Wow. So what is your vision for the future and what do you hope to accomplish with PIN?
Well, I think our mission really says it all. We want to help end pet homelessness in our community, and we want to spread the no-kill movement. So, you know, as part of doing that, we're looking to expand our reach.
Okay.
We're looking at a couple new projects right now to just, you know, get a toehold even in a farther reach than Redwood City, for example. And, you know, to spread the no-kill movement, this is something that we're really passionate about. a lot of people have some misconceptions about what that means, mm-hmm. but it's defined as having a 90% or higher live release rate, which just means that more than 9 out of every 10 animals that come in are going to wow. be able to be adopted out. Whereas, you know, many shelters are not yet able to meet that that very high standard. Oh, so right. we want to help our partner shelters, municipal shelters that are open to Mission mm-hmm. to help mm-hmm. achieve closer and closer to that as well.
You're listening to Listen Up Bay Area with Armand, and I have here in the studio with me Ashby Kogan, a professional canine trainer, and Jacqueline Stewart, development assistant of Pets in Need. And ladies, in regards to the programs and services you offer, can you tell me more about that?
Absolutely. So part of the no-kill movement is reducing homeless pets by just simply reducing the number of pets that don't have someone to care for
right.
them. So spaying and neutering is really important to us. We offer low-cost services to our own community members. We also have a really wonderful mobile facility that our medical team can drive out to underserved areas and offer convenient, you know, same-day services
okay.
to those communities as well. So that's kind of a big thing for us. And then we also have humane education to help raise the next generation of responsible pet owners, kids, middle school age kids.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good. And the website is www.petsinneed.org. That's PETSINNEED.org. Please visit the website. And how can someone get involved? Someone like our listeners, how can they get involved?
We have a lot of really great ways to get involved. We have a growing volunteer program where they can help out in lots of different areas. They can supervise doggy play groups.
Right.
They can take dogs on walks. They can play with cats. So that's a really great way to get involved. And then we're also developing our foster program, which basically means you would have an animal in your home and care for it until it was able to get adopted.
Wow.
So if people are interested in helping out in that way, where they wouldn't necessarily have to make a financial commitment or, you know, have the animal for its entire life, they can help out in that way as well.
Right. And what are some of the prerequisites when it comes to adopting a pet?
Well, that's a great question. You know, we really strive to make it doable for people to help us. I mean, we consider the community our partners in no-kill. Adopters are the best people to help you get animals into homes. So we just like to see that, you know, that you're ready to give the animal a loving home and, you know, provide it with the veterinary care that it's going to need. Beyond that, we really do try to make it easy. You know, if you've got children or other pets, there are some animals that would do better in an environment, you know, for example, without another dog. And so we'll try to find a family like that for that animal. But mostly it's pretty easy going, we like to think.
Okay. Now, in regards to breeds, what breeds are you seeing the most when it comes to cats and dogs? Are there certain breeds that are just filling up these adoption centers?
That's a really great question. It's interesting, depending where you are in the country, you're gonna have a different breed makeup. So for example, in the South, there are a lot of hound kind of dogs. Mm-hmm. In Alaska, there are a lot of husky kind of dogs in shelters.
Wow.
And California has a lot of Chihuahuas in
really?
Particular. They're like probably one of the number one dogs in California shelters.
Wow.
Chihuahuas and Chihuahua mixes. So our shelter, if you check out our website, mm-hmm. you'll see that our population really does reflect that quite a bit.
Wow, Chihuahuas. That's something else. Once again, I have Pets in Need here with me, Jacqueline Stewart, development assistant of Pets in Need, and also Ashby Kogan, who is a professional canine trainer. And if you want to visit their website, go to www.petsinneed.org. And I have to say, ladies, I have a pet. I'm a pet owner. Tyson. It's a German pincher. And I actually bought him from a pet store.
There are specific breeds that you don't see necessarily in shelters.
Right.
However, there are a lot of breed-specific rescues out there. So if, you know, you are looking for a golden retriever, there are tons of golden retriever rescues where you can go and get a golden retriever and you would still be adopting.
Now, we already talked about, you know, the process in regards to volunteering. Where are you located?
That's a great question. We're at 871 Fifth Avenue in Redwood City.
Redwood City, okay.
And yeah, I mean, I hope everyone will come down and volunteer. We love to see that. I mean, you know, like we were saying before, the community is our partner in reducing pet homelessness. So the more people we can get involved in humane education, the more people as foster parents for our animals, and the more people as adopters and volunteers, you know, we consider that our success. Absolutely.
Okay. Spaying and neutering on a certain breed, does the price change?
No, I don't believe so, at least at our shelter. I believe that it's different for cats and dogs. I believe the cats are a little bit less expensive.
Okay.
But with dogs, the price doesn't change.
And earlier you stated that Chihuahuas are the main breed that you see a lot in California. What about cats? Is there a certain breed?
I'm going to reveal my ignorance as a dog trainer about cats. But, no, you know, I think we'll see a lot of, you know, domestic short hairs.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, yeah.
Tabbies, yeah. Your street cats.
Yeah. Wow, wow. And as far as adopting, are cats more popular than dogs?
I wouldn't say so.
Yeah.
I mean, our shelter actually has been adopting out a lot of cats recently.
Wow.
I think with a lot of people, cats are a more like first-time pet that people tend to gravitate towards, but I would say that it's pretty even dispersed at our shelter.
Do people actually return pets?
Yeah, you know, well, we like to see returns as, you know, not as some kind of negative or stigmatized thing. Mm-hmm. They give us an opportunity to learn more about the animal and to help us make a better placement next time. And we also certainly don't want people to feel you know, that they can't bring the animal back. We want it to work. We want it to be working, and maybe a different dog or cat is going to fit them better, and that's still an animal we're placing in a home.
Right. Nice organization, wonderful organization. How many individuals do you currently have on staff and volunteering?
I think in terms of full-time staff, we're about 15 or 20 people.
Wow.
We have some part-time staff as well in our medical and kennel departments. Mm-hmm. And then I think we have about 100 volunteers who come in at least once a month, most once a week, and some even more than that. They're quite dedicated. They're really the lifeblood of our organization.
Wow, wow, wow. Once again, this is Armand with Listen Up Bay Area, and joining me is Ashby Kogan, a trainer, canine trainer, and Jacqueline Stewart, development assistant of Pets in Need. And if you want to reach out to them, you can go to their website, www.petsinneed.org. You know, when it comes to pets, like I said, I have a dog myself, and this is my third dog. One of my dogs actually ran away, ended up in the pound, okay? They advised us to put a chip in the dog. Do you advise that?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, all of our animals in their adoption fee, it includes the spay-neuter surgery, vaccinations, and a microchip.
The microchip.
Every animal you adopt from us comes with its own microchip all ready to go.
All right. So you're adopting the pet. Is there a cost associated with the adoption? What are the ranges?
Yeah. So
and what are you getting? Because I know you mentioned the package, but what ultimately are you getting?
Yeah. So the cost is different, I believe, for dogs and cats.
Mm-hmm.
But with both dogs and cats, you are getting, so when they come in, they have a full medical exam. Then they get all their vaccines. Like Ashby mentioned, they get their microchip and then they get the spay and neuter surgery. That's all included in the adoption fee.
Wow.
With dogs, there is a additional $75 training deposit. So basically, if you show proof that you took your dog to training class and bring it back, then we give you back that $75. But that's really just to make sure that you're working with the animal if they do have any behavior issues or even just adjusting to home life, because the shelter is very different.
Right.
We just want to make sure that you're kind of giving the animal the best chance at behaving the way you want it to.
Right. Taking your dog to training is kind of like sending your kids to school.
Right.
I mean, I guess technically it's optional, but it's really important part of them learning to be good, you know, citizens in a human's world.
Yeah, absolutely. And my dog is a part of my family, and he definitely acts like a child. So that's, So yeah, I want to thank you ladies for what you're doing. It's a wonderful thing. It's very needed, very much needed. And like I said, if you want to visit Pets in Need, All you got to do is go to www.petsinneed.org, or you can visit them physically by going to
871 Fifth Avenue in Redwood City, California.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies, so much for spending time with me.
Thank you.
And my producer, Carlos, I want to thank, because Carlos is awesome, and he's going to have this on the KBLX website by Monday. Right, Carlos? All right. Let's listen up, Bay Area. My name is Armand. I want you to have a wonderful and blessed weekend, and please pass on your passion.
Thank you for tuning in to Listen Up, Bay Area with Armand. Make sure to listen next week. We are 102.9 KBLX, the soul of the Bay.